Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Soccer begins to ramp up at Nissan Stadium, and they've made sure that you don't have any physical contact with anyone while you're there. Kind of like the sport of soccer.
Very true. Do you feel like getting a COVID vaccine shot, but you forgot to make an appointment? Well, now you don't have to.
Plus, is it possible that property tax will soon be at a 40-year low?
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. With soccer beginning to ramp up, like we said in there, I cannot hear the phrase ramp up without thinking of Ramp Up Pawnee when Leslie was running for the city council.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else.
Is that the whole scene with the horse?
No, that was when they were in the senior citizen's home.
Oh, yeah. With the ramps. Uh-huh. I remember now. Yeah, that's funny. Speaking of ramps, there's a lot of ramps at Nissan Stadium.
There
like,
is.
Like walking ramps.
Oh, yeah. You get tired of those real quick.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ramps up.
Why can I not take the elevator? And they're like, no, you can't do it. I've tried taking the elevator a couple times at Nissan Stadium, and I've never been allowed to take the elevator.
The elevator was Bobby Newport's plan.
Yeah.
We don't like Bobby Newport.
And he was the guy over the candy company.
Yeah. Sweetums. Yeah. It's a good show. I'm actually thinking about going to Peacock and getting that service because they have The Office, Parks and Recs. They're soon getting Monk, which is one of my favorite shows, and probably Psych after that because they're both USA shows. So I'm probably giving in to
Peacock.
To Peacock, yeah.
To the Empire of Comcast.
Uh-huh. I know. Gosh, I hate saying that.
That's true.
All right. One thing we do like saying, another sport is adding to the lineup of things that's happening around Nashville. So sports right now, we have the Nashville Predators. The Nashville Sounds are ramping up at the beginning of May. And
last weekend we had the first game for the Nashville Soccer Club.
That's right. Yeah. So we have the Nashville Soccer Club making their way into Nissan Stadium, and they're going completely contactless, just in the stadium, not on the field. On the field, it's you know, I don't know how to describe what happens if there's contact. People cry.
There's a red card. And the referee's like, "You're out of here.
Get out of here. Get out of here." So they're moving to contactless payments, which means you can't go up and buy a ticket with cash. Everything is either with a card, a gift card, Apple Pay, a lot of those kinds of payments.
You could use a random gift card.
Yeah, not a random gift card.
Just a Tennessee Titans gift card.
You can actually, and they have some designated areas in there if you want to exchange cash for a gift card. So that you can go use it for food and drinks and
technically
things like that.
Cash, but it's only in certain sections.
Yeah, only in certain. No, they're not even taking it. They're just exchanging cash for the gift card. And then you go use the gift card, right?
Yeah, I heard some stories, man, this was a few years ago. And this was one of the preseason games for the Titans. And off of clothing alone or merchandise, like, or
sales,
gear,
yeah.
Yeah, they made $700,000 for one day.
Really?
Yes. I've also heard stories that Nissan Stadium would bring in approximately $2 million worth of food sold at a NFL game.
That would be interesting. I have not looked into the stats. That would be very interesting to see.
I heard those through the grapevine, and that grapevine was the director of sales at Nissan Stadium. I don't know how true that is now.
Yeah, so who knows what it will be now. I mean, especially since we're at reduced capacity, I believe it's 40% for outdoor venues and 30% for indoor venues. The Major League Soccer League, however, has mandated that masks are still need to be worn, like while you're seated, even in outdoor stadiums. So even though Nashville as a city has declared that you can, you know, go free without wearing a mask outside, Major League Soccer has not. So if you're out because of that, then, you know that that's happening at Nissan Stadium for the Nashville Soccer Club.
Can you believe we went to a Nashville Soccer Club game almost 2 years ago?
No, that would have been about a year and a month ago.
It feels like 2 years. 2020 was a long year.
So the stadium for the National Soccer Club, you can actually see it from kind of the South Nashville area now.
Yeah, they're starting to get those little seats going up in the air.
Yeah, I think they did a behind the scenes with News Channel 5 showing the inside of it and everything during construction.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. If you want an opportunity to visit the Music City Center, and if you've never been, and you're just like,
you want an excuse to go to the Music City Center?
Music City Center. I don't go to conferences in Nashville. They don't exist any longer right now. But I just want to walk around the Music City Center, see what that beautiful building is that costs $700 million.
It is a very, very beautiful building. But you do have the opportunity. There is one catch, and it's kind of like a walk-in clinic right now. So in addition to all of the already scheduled appointments to get the Pfizer vaccine dose at the Music City Center, you can just walk in and receive your first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. In fact, starting yesterday, Metro started offering the first dose of that Pfizer vaccine to the first 500 walk-ins each day. And I think that number is even going to be going up as they receive more doses. So that will be good if you're like, hey, I just need to go in when I go in. I don't have time to make an appointment, or I don't know when I'm free. You can go in and walk into the Music City Center.
And you get to see the beautiful building.
And you get to see the beautiful building. So right now, just as kind of an update, the health department put out an update of a percentage of people who have received the first dose of the vaccine, and that is 35.6%. Metro is trying to increase that number to 50% by May. So that's why they started the walk-ins. They are really looking to have 50% of residents, and I believe 16 and over is that qualifier by the beginning of May is my guess.
I'm really looking forward to a rap song that's like, walk in to Music City Center to get your vaccine. That's something like
that. Did not sound like rap.
It's not sound like rap at all. But if somebody can make that for us on Fiverr, that would be great.
So if you want to do that, that will be that's already available right now. Looks like, according to News Channel 5, an additional 10,500 slots will open on Friday for the upcoming 2 weeks. Walk-ins can come to the Music City Center between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. to receive the first dose. Or if you just want to schedule an appointment to guarantee you something, you can schedule an appointment between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. And we've got more information in the link in the bio if you want to make an appointment or anything like that.
Now let's talk about some local food. I like walking into these places because these are my favorite places to walk into in Nashville. And I had the opportunity to have Jack's Barbecue. I didn't walk into this one though.
Which location?
Drive-through on Charlotte.
On Charlotte. Okay, that's one of the favorite ones, right?
That's one of my favorite ones. I like Broadway's a lot. But Charlotte is just convenient because they have that drive-through now, which is super nice.
That is nice. I haven't been there since they've added that.
But I had a smoked turkey sandwich with their white Alabama barbecue sauce, and it was really good.
Mm. I went to Pink Door Cookies. I've actually been there twice.
Oh, you went back after the first time I introduced it to you?
Yeah, so okay. I went the first time. I had the snickerdoodle, and it's topped with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Which was pretty good. And then I went back. I had I got a few cookies to try some other things, a chocolate chip, the PB&J, and I can't even remember what the third one was now. But so I don't know how you feel about those cookies. I like them, but I think they're almost too sweet for my taste. They are extremely, extremely sweet.
I wouldn't recommend eating more than one in one sitting.
Well, I mean, even not even that, just for my taste buds, like for one cookie,
yeah,
it's very sweet. A lot of them have icing and extra things on top.
That's why you just got to eat it with a glass of milk.
Their chocolate chip cookies, like they're kind of the kind of classic thing, I think is really, really good. So I enjoyed that the most. But the PB&J, I mean, the flavors are spot on. Oh, it was the banana milkshake. It was okay.
Did it bring all the boys to the yard?
I was driving, so I saw a lot of yards.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I saw any boys. But so what did you have? You had the banana milkshake the last time when we both went.
I liked it. It tasted like a banana milkshake.
Yeah.
they are good sometimes.
Yeah. That's what I think. The flavor's spot on.
The rainbow brownie cookie, whatever it is.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't
know
what it's called, but it's delicious. And it's just a really good cookie.
Yeah. So if you don't like really sweet things, I would recommend going with the classic. But if you're just like all out, give me all the sugar, then they've got plenty of good options there for you. So, but on the side of things that aren't sweet, a little bit more experimental with food, we've got something covered for you with Explore's Nashville Tip of the Day.
For Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day, it's a great day to see some red pandas. And the best place is to see those red pandas is the Nashville Zoo.
The only place to see that is the Nashville Zoo.
The red pandas is the Nashville Zoo. You can go to Memphis and you can see a regular panda. But if you want to see red pandas, you need to go to the Nashville Zoo.
Even recently, the Nashville Zoo, do you remember kind of maybe before Christmas time, the Nashville Zoo had a live stream going to watch one of those flowers bloom?
Yes.
So apparently there are several on that property, and one of them bloomed just the other day.
Oh, was it pretty?
It's very unique. It's probably worth seeing in person. It's one of those that's like the size of a human when it blooms.
It's like one of those Venus fly traps, right?
I can't remember exactly what it's called.
Okay.
But apparently the smell is horrific.
That sounds about right.
But the bloom only lasts a few days, and it only blooms...
every 7 years, I mean,
it's something very rare, enough to make the news, right? So, it's very rare, very smelly, but still apparently very cool.
But
a very unique combination.
You can also see some kangaroos that are just chilling. They're just like cool.
Oh, you can go pet kangaroos
Pet them. You can go see. I think the reptile thing is now open again. Or you can just go use the bathroom and see a large snake in one of the bathrooms.
Yeah, I was about to say, it depends on which bathroom you use.
There's also finger monkeys in one of the female bathrooms. I've only seen video, and I'm like, those things are so adorable.
It is definitely a very, very cool experience. It's probably worth going now while the weather, you know, at least in the AM is still kind of cool and crisp, but you get some really nice sun out. It is starting to get in Tennessee, like sitting outside without doing anything in the midday, start to sweat kind of deal. You know, it's getting that hot out there.
Just give it another 2 weeks. It's gonna be on an average of like 85 degrees.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love it, but, you know, go to the zoo now before it gets too hot. They also have the memberships there. I was looking at those the other day, and it's not bad. I think it's under $100 if you want to get like either a small family pass and you can bring a guest with you with every visit. Or if you want a one person pass with a guest, it's worth probably the price of two admissions or something like that.
And I think also it includes free parking.
Oh, that's nice.
I think. If not, you could park across the street at Aldi's and walk on over.
There you go. You got to cross Nolensville Pike for that. I don't know.
That is a dangerous task. That may be one of the most dangerous tasks in Nashville. But while you're on Nolensville Pike, go experience a restaurant you've never been to in South Nashville.
There are definitely a lot.
One of my favorites is almost across the street from the zoo. It's this really like nice hibachi place. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But they have really good food. And then another one of my favorite places is like right there in a gas station. And they have some great tacos.
Yeah. You will find if you're on a soul journey for tacos, Nolensville Pike is the place that you need to be driving up and down. And around lunchtime, you'll see where the popular places are. That is a guarantee.
Yeah, you have lines and you see all the smoke from the smokers just making delicious taco meat.
Yep, exactly. All right, that is Explore's Nashville Tip of the Day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to ScreenThreads.com.
All right, so exciting weekend ahead that we have for you guys. And you're saying, Aaron, why is that? Why is it an exciting weekend? Well, we have launched Explore Tours, and Stuart Deming is giving history tours of downtown Nashville on foot. And this is something you don't want to miss. And if you want to take a downtown tour of Nashville with Stuart, walking, and probably going to be food afterwards for sure. If you don't go downtown, you haven't been to Fifth and Broad, and you don't end up there, you'll end up there. But if you want to take a walking tour, we are giving our Nashville Daily listeners 20% off of this opening weekend. You can use the code NASH, capital N, capital A, capital S, and capital H at checkout for 20% off of your entire order. And if you want to learn more, just head to our website, xplrtours.com.
All right. So this was a very exciting thing that happened last week, and I was not expecting this type of news. I really was not.
They made sure that Nashville woke up with this kind of news. It was very early in the morning.
Yeah, it came out at like 6:15 in the morning last Friday. And last week we had a lot of exciting news.
Financial news in Nashville for last week
was insane.
Probably the best financial news week we will ever have for at least a decade.
And for the state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Just for Nashville.
Like, yeah.
It was a big week last week for the state of Tennessee.
So let's start off with the timeline of the top thing. This would be Oracle not making an official announcement, but making an unofficial announcement pretty much that they will be moving, I believe, headquarters number 4 to Nashville. Still a long process before all of it is done, but potentially bringing 8,500 jobs into Nashville in the River North development. And
we were there the other day.
Yeah.
Just filming in front of it. And holy crap, they are demolishing some ground.
Yeah, there's some trucks moving around there. And subsequently, the Business Journal reported that those 8,500 jobs are probably going to bring at least 20,000 other jobs because of all the jobs that are brought in from Oracle. So that was kind of the beginning of the week.
And then on Friday morning, you also had a big announcement in Spring Hill, but you're going to have to learn about that tomorrow, because we're going to share about that tomorrow. And then another really exciting announcement that happened on Friday is there's a possibility that the property taxes may decrease starting this next fiscal year.
I don't even know if it's a possibility. I think it is going to happen. Kind of like the Oracle announcement, just like,
hey, we're here, but we're not here. Like, I'm wearing camouflage. You can't see me.
Yeah, but I'm here. Mayor John Cooper did an interview with News Channel 5 and probably several other interviews, but made an early announcement on Friday morning that the property tax rate will be going back down and reversing from that 34%. Increase for the 2020-2021 fiscal year. My guess is for the fiscal year of 21-22, we will be going reversing back down to what Cooper said is a 40-year low for property taxes in Nashville. So that's definitely something to celebrate. And that's not even the only thing. The other one, Bill Lee, has thrown out the possibility of a 2-week tax holiday for Tennessee on things like restaurants, groceries, so a lot of food related things.
So great financial news for the state of Tennessee last week.
No, absolutely. And definitely stay tuned for tomorrow's episode for the announcement for Spring Hill, because that could potentially even be bigger than Oracle's announcement. But we want to focus in today on Mayor John Cooper's announcement for the property tax rate and kind of walk you through what happened here.
All right, so in this interview with News Channel 5, Mayor John Cooper said in the coming weeks, the Davidson County property assessor will mail out property reappraisals that will show property values have increased significantly across the county. Thank you. Because I know my property has increased significantly.
If a property has decreased, that's concerning.
We are in a really bad position not moving out of this county.
So this is very interesting for timeline for this. So News Channel 5 goes on and says that Cooper added that while the final data is not in yet, the tax assessor is working on it, and the letters will probably start going out next week. As a result of the higher property values, Metro must lower the overall property tax rate. By law, Metro is not allowed to take in more money because of a property reappraisal.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So state law is kicking in and saying, hey, you can't do this. You need to lower that tax rate.
So today's announcement means that property tax rates will go down as homeowners receive news that their property values have increased.
Cooper called it a great achievement for the whole county. With stewardship, we've managed our way through all these financial difficulties a year ago to an environment where the city can prudently do this. We've restored our balance sheet and our finances.
So I have to say this. I mean, you have to give credit where credit is due. Cooper ran on a platform of balancing. That's literally everything that he said in his campaign when he ran for mayor was we're going to balance the budget. And so he says we need to give our finances in order and everything like that. Who knows if somebody else were mayor, if they would have given up, taking this 34% property tax rate, reversing it, bringing it to a 40-year low. Now, I know it says by law, if the taxes increase, they can't take any additional money in. But I think this is really good on Cooper to make sure that once we've recovered, we can be at a good starting position and kind of make everybody happy to start back where they were in 2019 before the property tax increase. So while all of this sounds like it is good news, it's one of those things we have to wait until everything is signed, everything is reassessed. Even Bob Mendez, a Metro Council member who's usually kind of on top of the financial things, has said in a tweet that, you know, some of what Mayor Cooper said could be misleading. His office does not know the results of tax reassessments or property value reassessments just yet. He doesn't know what the rate will be. My guess is they're pretty confident. I don't think that the mayor's office will come out and say that it's going to be, reversed and go back to a 40-year low without having some indication of where it's going to be. But we will wait until the final buzzer to see what the next property tax rate is going to be. While if it is misleading, I think Bob Mendez is trying to say, like, it wasn't the financial stewardship of the city that brought Nashville back to this. It's just the economy of Nashville
and
that
Tennessee
brought us back to this and of Nashville and Tennessee. So it'll be interesting to follow this story and see what else comes out of this.
And we'll be following it over the next few weeks because by April, they should have an update about the budget for next year, for the fiscal year, or by May. So we'll be talking a lot about numbers here in a few weeks. Speaking of numbers, you can text us at 615-392-1358. Are you excited about the property taxes going down inside of this county?
No, not at all.
I am.
I'm just kidding. All right. And our local artist of the day is Half Watt Astronaut. And we're going to be playing their song Blue Collar. You can find Half Watt Astronaut on Spotify and on Facebook by going to the link in the show notes. If you want an incredible playlist for your spring and summer days that are coming up to, just crank down the windows and play a good Nashville playlist, go on Spotify, type in Nashville Daily Artist of the Day. That playlist is there, and it's a great playlist for you. A little bit about Half Watt Astronaut. They've been in Nashville for 4 years, and some of their favorite restaurants are some really, really good ones involving some hot chicken.
Yeah, so the first one's Hattie B's Hot Chicken. Hattie B's has numerous locations throughout Nashville. And then I've heard great things about this restaurant, and I've really wanted to go. This is in East Nashville. This is King Solomon's Gyros. And
I've heard good things about them, too.
They have the best gyros in town.
Ooh, all right. Well, give them a try in East Nashville. Here is Half Watt Astronaut with their song, Blue Collar.
Just one more day. This ain't the last.
And that was Half Watt Astronaut with their song Blue Collar. All right, we're going to get schooled tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going back to the library, the Tennessee State Library and Archives, because it's brand new, but we're going back to it.
It is brand new. Explorer's version of The Breakfast Club coming tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram, xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.